I don't know if it's the media or my own awareness, but do you agree with me? It seems like there's a lot more interest than there used to be in angels and ghosts and demons and even the devil. What do you think? How many of you agree with that? Well, half of you at least. I remember when I first heard about the Church of Satan. I went, you got to be kidding. I was in high school, and I found out there was actually a congregation, a place of what they called worship that was called the Church of Satan. I don't know if it's still around today. I didn't look on the internet. But I was just surprised how foolish people can be. I think we need to switch that around as God's people. It's not how foolish we can be, but how foolish the devil is, so that I don't follow his example. I don't fall into his traps, if you will. As he came to Jesus, and it says, you know, Jesus was hungry. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and his body told him all of what that meant. Here comes the devil with his lies. The first lie is, it's even in the question, if you are the Son of God. All of you believe in Jesus, right? What do you think? Absolutely? Yeah. And so that's not even in question. See how much ahead of the game you are in this competition, in this business of being tempted? You already know Jesus is true God and true man. It doesn't have to be our question, if you are. And that makes a difference to the rest of that one about turning the stones into bread. We find that all good things come from the Lord. And all that we need, he provides that, and in many cases, more. And we hear this in the scriptures again and again about how we get to give thanks to God. For the devil to want us to try and figure out and have God prove his power by turning rocks into bread so that our stomachs can be filled, we're just playing his game. But when we already believe Jesus is Lord, then we don't have to pray stones to bread, because God has already said in the Lord's Prayer, as we petition him, give us this day our daily bread. We don't have to worry about more or less. Again, the devil lies. If you are the Son of God, says the scriptures, do you remember how the devil came to be? He was an angel. He was with God in heaven. And he rebelled against God. And there were other angels that followed his leadership. And God kicked them all out of heaven. And no longer were they in heaven or to be sent from heaven to serve God and his purpose. But they were kicked out of heaven. And the devil was cast down. And he is tied to the things of this world. And when Christ comes, he will be ultimately judged. He is called the ruler of the darkness and the rulers of power in this world and the prince of this world, but he is not God. He doesn't have the power of God. I'm always amazed when I read the temptation narratives, whether here in Matthew or in Luke, that the devil would even put that question, if you are the Son of God. It reminds us that the devil doesn't know God's plan. It reminds us that the devil doesn't understand the full identity of Christ and all that he will accomplish. The devil is living in his own lie. For not only did he lie to Adam and Eve, he's been lying to humanity ever since, trying to get us to believe Jesus isn't Lord and trying to get us to buy into God really doesn't care for you. Or any other of the multitude of lies. And so here we have another lie. Not only is Jesus the Son of God, he is, but how about jump? Throw yourself down. And Jesus tells the devil, that's not the way it works. Says you should not tempt the Lord your God. You should not put him to the test. And so again, we learn that we don't have to follow that. We don't have to not only bargain with God, we don't have to pray or invoke that God would prove himself to us just so he keeps us as his people. Because if he doesn't do it, we're walking away. A lot of people have felt let down when what they wanted didn't take place. And even when what they wanted was honorable, and to us it appeared good. But for us to test God, we're following the devil's example. And Jesus says, you don't have to do that. The third thing that the devil does is he offers Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. I've been watching the news. I don't know if you've been catching the news, and it has more than just the politics stuff going on, but one of the latest scams that has really increased is a house is for sale. And someone finds out that you're interested in that house, and they contact you, and they say the price has been lowered by maybe $5,000 to $10,000, and they will say, if you send right now money, you can use your credit card, you can use, you know, wire funds, automatic transfer, all that stuff, the house is yours. And people have been doing this. And what they found out is the person that reached out to them didn't own the house, wasn't the real realtor assigned to that account. And the money was gone. They were selling them something they didn't own. Have you heard about this? It's crazy. They learned it right here. The devil is trying to sell a bill of goods to Jesus that the devil doesn't own. I find it kind of humorous in a weird sort of way. He's talking to the owner. He's trying to give him something he already owns. I mean, has anybody ever tried to sell you your own house? You know, how silly would that be? But somehow the devil convinces himself that he can offer this to Jesus if, and the bargain is, all you have to do is worship me. And in our world today, the devil is busy making empty offers to people. And all you have to do is worship me. And that means not that you have to belong to this church of Satan. All you need to do is just let the Lord out of your heart and treasure something else. It's called an idol of the heart. And all you have to do is value that so much that you give up on God, even if it's for a little bit. A one-time offer the devil is giving. But Jesus knows that's no offer at all. He already knows he's the Lord of all creation. It all belongs to him. He knows that he's going to go to the cross and die for us so that we could belong to God. He knows that he's going to be reconciling the brokenness of the world and forgiving of the sins by carrying the sins of us and all people for all of time, so that there could be a relationship between us and God. But how many times we crave the things of this world, how many times we desire, whether it's fame or fortune or power or influence, whatever it is, and we begin to compromise what the Bible says don't. So here's the marvelous news about the temptation. You don't have to be as silly. And you've already started that journey in the right direction. You said, I believe. And we're going to join in the creed in a few minutes here. And we're going to say, I believe. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Christian church and the resurrection of the dead. I believe. And that changes everything that we would ever desire or want or willingly listen to. We don't begin our day, if you are Jesus Christ or if you are the Son of God, we begin our day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we don't make it through the day thinking, well, I wonder if God's going to keep his promise. I just don't know. We don't have to worry about that. God has never lied. So we never have to ask, are you God or are you Christ? And we never have to put him to the test and think about the value. And we use that word value in a lot of different ways in our society, in our world, in our marketing, and so forth. The value for the dollar and all of that. But think of the value. Christ gives you eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, and an eternal home. What can the devil offer you that's better than that? And the answer is there's nothing. In fact, the only thing he has to offer you is eternal death. If you worship him, you get eternal death. If you follow him, you get eternal death. If you start agreeing with him, you're taking those steps on that journey to self-destruction, eternal destruction. So you and I get to rejoice today. Not only does Jesus tell us what to do if the devil comes at us, quote scripture and know the scripture so that you can say it. Know the scripture so that you don't get trapped into his twisting of the scriptures. Those two verses that he quotes are in the Bible, but they're not quoted correctly. They're misapplied. And to hold on to whose you are because of who he is. You belong to Christ. You've been united to him in your baptism, in his death and resurrection. There is no need for us to entertain the idea of, oh, I think I'll listen to the devil for a little bit and see what's going on. Doesn't that sound nutty? And yet, this is the way the world is going. For us to be confused about our identity of who we are and what we are, for us to be confused about what's important in life and what we treasure, for us to be confused about what's right and wrong, it's just our sinful nature and the devil playing its wicked game. So the good news is, when he offers you your own house, you don't have to buy it. When he offers you property that doesn't exist, you don't have to buy into it. And when he offers you a lie, you don't have to believe it. Because Jesus is Lord. Lord of all, now and forever. Amen.